Capital base plus a K. Ozi dava eleno va'apo uva'charono yivahaleno. When the various nations band together, to attempt to reject David HaMelech's kingship, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds as follows: Oz Yedah Ve'Eleino Ve'Apo V'Charono Yivahaleino. The Malbim says Oz Ve'Eish Yedah Ve'Eleino, when he speaks to them Pisom, suddenly Ve'Apo, in his anger, in his wrath, Yivahalema Vacharono. How does the Malbim know that the element of suddenness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to them, Pisum, they're conspiring, that they're feeling very confident and secure in all their machinations, and then suddenly, like a thunderbolt, the mashmos is in the yivahalemo, in the end of the pasuk, as we find by the Asher Yosef, v'yochlu echad lano soso ki nivhalu mifanov, the shock, the nivhalu, suggests a reaction of the shock due to the suddenness. So that's what the Malbim says. Oz ba'eshi yadav ba'elemu pisom ba'apo. So yivahalemu vacharono. In the Be'iri Amidos, the Malbim explains that af alone only suggests, connotes anger. And when you have charon af, it means where, as Chazal say, that wherever you have haronat, it leaves a roshan. It means that it's anger which is being vented, which is being, the punishment is being imposed. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Va'ani nasachti malki al tzion har kodshi. The word nasachti that the Malbim explains is lashon hagdola, to to elevate. Let's say in lechadodi, the kashabas v'chuvan elcha kihi mekra avacha meirosh mekadem nisucha. Right from the get-go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design for the Bria is that Shabbos is the culmination of the Bria. The Malbim here comments, as we know, in Lashon HaKodesh, in the past tense, so we can really, the subject is indicated just by the ending of the verb. So the ani is unnecessary to indicate who the subject is. You know from the nasachti that it's ani. So the Malbim says it's to indicate a diuk, and usually means to suggest that you're doing this. While you are doing this, to emphasize the contrast, the antithesis, I'm doing this. That's the sense of where the pasuk will provide the va'ani, and that's what gives rise to the Malbim's va'ani nasachti malki atan rokshim limud. There's this big commotion, and you're organizing yourselves to rebel, but you should know that ani, But Esahi, again, that's the dove of the Hipucha, right? Which is suggested by the Ani. But Ani, but Esahi, Shachashachan, Lefok, all Malkus, Ben David. But Esahi, Nasachdi, Malki. Sha'ayudemi, Ridas, Ben Yizgala, Shuhuna, Nimshach, Meiti, Limsho, Al Tziron, Harkotshi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Zera, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines what will be at a certain time, so nothing a person does can interfere with that. Not only can it not interfere with the result, but it doesn't even interfere, as it were, with the way it plays out. I once heard someone talking about this idea in the context of Paro. Ulam Bavo Zosam Atucha Bavo Haroska Eskochi Ulaman Sapa Shmi B'chol Ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed that Paro was going to be an instrument for Kvod Shamayim, L'man Sapa Shmi B'chol Ha'aretz. Paro could have, as it were, cooperated with the Ritzon Hashem, with the Gzeiros Shamayim, by becoming the world's most famous Baal Tshuva. Imagine that the number one wanted on the wanted list in every post office, the biggest Russia of the superpower. So imagine the waves it would have created if he would have been Chozer B'Tshuva. What would the result have been if Paro had been Chozer B'Tshuva? It would have been L'man Sapa Shmi B'chol Ha'aretz. But Paro resists. Mi Hashem Eshma Asher Eshma B'Kolo. Lo Yadati Es Hashem Egan Es Yisrael Lo Hashalayach. So what was the result? Paro was the instrument for L'man Sapa Shmi B'chol Ha'aretz. And when the Baal Hashem decides, this is what's going to be, and it's going to be now, so nothing, and without taking away our bechira, nothing can impinge, even kikutzo shel yud, on that gezeira materializing. And that's exactly here. Al yedei miridas fem yizgala shuha nimshach me'iti limsho. That same giloi, that David HaMelech was the Mashiach HaRishon, that could have been Nizgala by all Malchei Canaan recognizing David HaMelech and being kofuf to him. It would have been the same Giloi Shehu HaNimshach Me'iti Limshach. They rebel against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nostu yachad al Hashem v'al Mashicha. And what do they accomplish? What do they achieve? Shal yedei meridas kam yizgal ha-shu ha-nimshach me'iti l'mshom. Ribono shel Olam, on the one hand, we have the bechira is so vast, and on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans can't be derailed. If he says something's going to happen, and this is how it's going to happen, and this is when it's going to happen, it happens. L'man Sapa Shmei B'chol Ha'aretz happens Ayidei Paro, which in no way minimizes the significance of Paro's Bechira until whatever point he still had Bechira. just rewinding just to the pasuk of Oz Yedava Eleinu Va'apo Va'charonu Yivahaleinu. So the Malbim emphasizes the pisum. But there is a very beautiful, very, very important comment of the Swano in Parshas Miketz. On the pasuk Vayishlach Paro Vayikras Yosef Vayiritzuhu Min Habor Vayigalech Vayichalech Simnosa Vayovo Paro. So the pasuk describes how when the Avdei Paro come to bring Yosef, so Vayiritzuhu Min Habor, they're rushing him. Says the Sforno, Kedav kol tshuvas Hashem shenases kamo vega. Tshuvas Hashem happens instantaneously. Things turn. What's the phrase in English? To turn on a dime. Things in a moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the world upside down. Kedav kol tshuvas Hashem shenases kamo vega. Ka'amar ki krova yishuvas yilavo. Ucha'amro lu ami shomea li kemat, right? Kemat, in a moment. In the smallest moment of time. Kemat ayyveyam achmiya. V'chein says this for nohoye inyan mitzrayim. Ka'amar ki gorishu mi mitzrayim. Ka'amim zar shalom hispik v'tzeken shalom v'sin ala hachmetz. V'chein omar lasos la'osid. And the Asilava, Ka'omro, the Pasuk in, where is it? Chavakuk, where is it? Ka'omro, Upisom Yavo Ahechola Ha'adam. The element of suddenness. That's why we're supposed to make our hachon is not. Because the Yavale Hakala Adam Landafka, that there's 2 months advance notice. Asapra Elchok, so now the pasuk Vav was speaking in the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pasuk Zayin speaking in the voice of David HaMelech. Hasape Elchok, Hashem Amar Eilai Bini Ata Ani Hayom Yilatika. Malm explains the same way every country, every nation has its laws. There are certain international laws, right? There are international laws about how you treat prisoners of war. There are international laws about what justifies a country attacking another country. Which is not to say that people necessarily follow the international laws, but there are international laws. So David HaMelech says, "Asapa Ochok, I'm going to tell you the law that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established for how I'm supposed to behave. Hashem Amar Eilai B'ni Ata, just as a father who has tremendous holdings, so he'll appoint his son to oversee those holdings. To be shalit b'chol ha'shelo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'ni ata, ani hayom yilitzicha. Just as Ben HaMoshel b'nechzei Oviv, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm supposed to be Moshel on Eretz Yisrael. Sha'al mimeni, again, this is David HaMelech quoting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him. Sha'al mimeni ve'et nagoyim nachlasecha v'achuzos v'afzei oretz. The Malbim Pasuk Ches, Sha'al mimeni ki mitzidi lo yibatzer. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's not going to be any impediment from my end. The only thing that's necessary is Vakim Tisha Lutavakesh. That's a midah that we sometimes encounter. When we try to understand how it is, it's obviously a major tenet of our belief that tefillah is efficacious. So, right. So Akka is potentially efficacious. And Akka is kind of a common Kodim Gzadin. So how does Tefillah have an effect? How does Tefillah make a difference? When we sort of petition people, so we're looking to change their mind. Maybe we're tugging at their heartstrings to try to get the emotion to overcome reason, to get rachamim to overcome din. But the Baruch doesn't change his mind. There are no heartstrings to tug at. So what's happening when we daven? So the first answer is a group of answers. The first answer is that in tefillah, so it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind, but we change. When a person davens to the Ribbono Shel'olam, a person is machniyah himself before the Ribbono Shel'olam, a person recognizes, experiences his dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, in the course of tefillah, comes the lev, the nishbor, the nitka, so the person changes. And that's how tefillah is efficacious. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind, but the mitzvah to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating changes. We change it. That's one sort of answer, one group of answers. The other answer is that it's a midah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, governs the world, that sometimes he's already, as it were, prepared the bracha, but it requires tefillah in order for us to receive it. It's as though it's in the pipeline, but you have to open in order to receive it. You have to lift the dam and to let the water flow. That's also a midah. It's a midah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and it's also a perspective on the efficacy of tefillah. That's what's being described here. Sha'al mimeni ki mitzidi lo yibatzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm ready to do it, right? Kaviyachol, I want to do it. However, back in Tisha'al u'tavakesh, but in Tisha'al u'tavakesh, so right away, the etna goyim nachlasecha v'achuzos v'afzei oretz. And not only will you conquer them, but you'll be able to assert your control, right? Achuza, you'll have it in hand. Afsayart, throughout, no matter how distant. Lo levan ha-goyim ha-krovim kim gam tochez v'tich brosh al afsayart. To Roeim, again, this is part of what HaKadosh Baruch, that David HaMelech was recounting what HaKadosh Baruch, who told him, to Roin b'shevet Barzel kechliyotze tenapsin. So both to Roin as well as tenapsin mean to break. The Mitzvah Tzion says to Roin tishberin, and that's why a trua is a broken coal. Unkelus teaches as the Bryce in Rosh Hashanah quotes Yavava, trua is a broken coal, and that's the suffix. But Rabbi Abao addressed, is it a broken call of Ginucha Ganach, or is it a broken call of Yibur HaYalo? But either way, Chua is Lashon Shvira, is a broken call. The Malbim suggests, again, Kedarko, distinguishing between apparent synonyms, that Chua means something that's broken in the sense that it becomes cracked, but it's still held together. Mashen Kain, Tanapse, Niports means totally shattered into separate pieces, and the pasuk is describing in escalating terms how David HaMelech will vanquish all those who stand against him. You know, it's interesting. I don't know whether, but the Malbim's type, the Roa, again, if you take a look in the Divrei Hamilos. The roa who should nifka adava, it's split, it's cracked. Gambi yosem mukhubar adayin, but it's still connected. You know, there are different minhagim and how you blow a trua. So I think the temani trua is actually connected, right? It's broken into little pieces, but connected. Not the way Ashkenazim blow a trua. So according to the novel, that fits the semantically. Obviously, one is not going to chain one minute to others based on this. But according to the novel, that fits semantically better in the Lashon Trua. To Roan b'shevet Basel kechliyotze tenapse va'ata, says David HaMelech, given that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said will happen. Melachim haskilu, hivasu shavtei aretz. The same idea we spoke of before, a person cannot stand in the way of a gzera shamayim. A person can choose how that gzera shamayim would be mekuyam. Paro could choose. Paro had the right to choose how he would be a vehicle for Laman Safa Shmi B'chol HaOretz. And so too you do. So V'ata Malachim Haskilu Kivasu Shavtei Oretz. Again, no repetition. The Haskilu means Seichel, Luv Me'ava. Or Hivasru, or be chastised. Do it Me'ira. Don't try to foil, don't try to resist HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design that I'm supposed to be the Mashiach HaRishon and rule over Eretz Yisrael. If you'll do so, then Ibduas Hashem v'Yira, and that will allow you ultimately, the way the Malbim teaches, that you'll be able to rejoice in the end how your trembling, how your Yiras HaOnesh saved you. What should you do if you choose this path? What should you do? So that we actually anticipated the Malbim here in the last pasuk. Nashkuvar. Again, the shika, commonly meaning kiss, means chibur. Let's say in Hilchos Megillos, you talk about hashaka. So hashaka means when you have when you join two bodies of water. When you open, if you have one body of water here and another here, and you feel if there's a wall in between, and you'll make a hole in the wall. So then that's hashaka. You're joining those two bodies of water. So nashkuvar hischavu bar lashon choice mevuar. Nashkuvar hischavu ela mevuar me'es Hashem. And this is the idea we had earlier as well. that Shabba Meshatadu Avoda Samalach HaMashiach Hashem Yidme Ki'ilu Atem Avdim Es Hashem. The Yisod, which underlies Chazal's understanding of the Udav Kavod, to try to be Meschaber al Chachamim and to be Mahanada. The alternative is Kenyana V'sodudav. The alternative is lest HaKadosh Baruch Hu anger flare against you, and the Sovdu Derech, as was depicted in the end of Kapitel Aleph, the Derech Hashem Tovei. Remember, that was the sort of the flow between Kapitel Aleph and Kapitel Beis, that the given, that the ultimately Derech Hashem Tovei. So why is the Lomavok Shugoyim Ulumim Yeruvik? That was the connection. So Nashkuva Penyana for Sovdu Derech Kiyiva Kemat Apo. Again, Ki Raga Ba'apo, just Ma'at Apo, the smallest moment, you'll be consumed. Ashrei Kol Choseva. We'll stop here.